she's amazing. Did you see her sing at the Oscars? You see Lady Gaga? She sang at the Oscars. She did The Sound of Music. She was amazing. She was amazing. And then it was just over. And you're there thinking like, wow, this is the weirdest thing Lady Gaga has done on stage is be normal. There was no meat suit. There was no smoke. There was no egg. Nothing. She just did it, and it was over. And then after it was over, people clapped appropriately. But then after she got off stage, they had John Legend and Common. They got on stage and did this song called Glory. And it was the song from the movie soundtrack, Selma. And when they got on stage, they did the song live. They killed it. It was perfect. Everybody stood up, started clapping. People were crying. Kind of like how you all are going to be at the end of my show. Like, it's amazing. I've seen it before. So after it's over, they get off stage. And then the presenters at the Oscars present the award right after for Best Song in a Movie Soundtrack. And guess who won? Glory. Of course Glory won. Do you know how awkward that would have been after they sang this amazing song about how blacks have transitioned from oppression into greatness in society and overcome struggle? Yes, excellent song, guys. Now, the award for Best Song in a Movie Soundtrack goes to Everything is Awesome from the Lego Movie. Everything's not awesome. That's why we wrote the song. I'm doing custom jokes at this point, if you can't tell. About five people. It's like, I got it. But I love Lady Gaga, because, yeah, she's crazy, but she's talented. I can deal with that. She deserves to be famous. Nicki Minaj? There's a thin line between talent and schizophrenia. Now hear me out, if you listen to any Nicki Minaj song, in the first 15 seconds, you hear five different people. She ain't doing it on purpose.
Well, my name is Nicki, and I blink my eyes.
Just no time to talk, just by and by. Nicki, wait, me and Mariah. Cookie. Whoa, time out, stop. I heard Cookie Monster. Did anybody else hear Cookie Monster? I heard Cookie Monster. She doesn't even try to hide her crazy. Taylor Swift has a song. She's like,
got a long list of ex-lovers. Did I tell you I'm insane?
Time out. What? All of them? They're all gonna... Guys, can you imagine if you were on a date with somebody? So, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've got a long list of ex-lovers. And they'll all tell you I'm insane.
Guys don't care. Guys do not care. We don't care. Look, ladies, I'm gonna make something real clear to you all. We like crazy. I don't know if you've heard about this, but don't hide your crazy from your man. That's not a deal breaker. Your man does not care that you are crazy. All your man cares about is what level of crazy are you so that he can plan his schedule accordingly. That's it. He wants to work with you, not against you. Your man loves you. See, that's what I call routine crazy. You can set your watch to it. See, some of you men do it right now by instinct and don't even think about it. Just everyday conversation. Hey, Bill, you want to come to the game with us? It's at 7:30. We got an extra ticket. Come with us. Oh, man, I wish you would have caught me like 15 minutes ago. I just got in an argument with Sheila, and I should probably go home early before she tries to burn my clothes again like last week. But I really appreciate it, dog. Let's do brunch. Plan your whole day around routine crazy. Isn't that surprise crazy that catches us a little off guard? Like Miley Cyrus? I don't even have to finish talking. You all know what? Miley Cyrus is what you call surprise crazy. Because you never know what that little boy is going to do. He is nuts. Oh, you've seen him.
We can't stop. We won't stop.
Time out. Have you tried to stop? No, just quit. Now, at what point does the Mickey Mouse Club go, you know what? Our bad. That's like the fourth one. I don't know how that keeps happening. But somebody look into that. I did that joke on a Disney cruise once.